Celebration of the Eucharist. The opening rites are part of the preparation. They transfigure space, time, and the heart, and they assemble the faithful together with Christ, the invisible head of the Church. The entrance, the priest's reverence of the altar and greeting to the people, the sign of the cross, by which we renew our baptism and our participation in the eternal family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the penitential act and the singing of the Kyrie Eleison, by which we recognize ourselves judged and saved, the Gloria, in which heaven is opened and we hear the angels announcing the Incarnation, and the Collect Prayer, which highlights the meaning of the celebration. The Liturgy of the Word reveals the Lord, who comes to meet us. It is the movement of love by which the Father gives us His Word to awaken our faith and asks us to accept it and bring it to life. The reading of the Word makes us the Bride of the Lamb. By welcoming and listening to the Word, we become His body. He calls us. Will we respond? During the presentation of the gifts, the offertory, the priest, in the name of Christ, will offer the bread and wine to the Father, so that Christ may transform them into His body and blood. With the priest, we place our prayer, sufferings, and works alongside the bread and wine, so that Christ may incorporate them into the kingdom. He alone can bring to fulfillment all human attempts to offer sacrifices. The Eucharistic liturgy is the heart and summit of the celebration. The bread and wine will become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. By participating in Holy Communion, we receive Christ Himself, who gave Himself for the life of the world. The rite of communion finishes with the moment of sacred silence and thanksgiving, followed by the closing prayer. The Mass ends with a sending forth, a mission, to bring the new life transfigured by Christ to our personal life, family, work, society, and culture. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.